Welcome to the Great Detectives of Old Time Radio from Boise, Idaho. This is your host, Adam Graham. If you have a comment, email it to me, box13@greatdetectives.net. Follow us on Twitter at Radio Detectives and become one of our friends on Facebook, facebook.com/radiodetectives. Well, I want to wish all of our listeners who are hearing this on December 25th a very Merry Christmas. And with that said, let's go ahead and take a listen to part 3 and 4 of The Laughing Matter.
From Hollywood, it's time now for...
Johnny Dollar.
Capitan Davidro Parral, senor, of the Ensenada Police.
Oh, hi, Parral. I tried to call you a few minutes ago. We've had a shooting out here at the hotel.
And somebody, she's dead,
no, senor? No, nobody's dead. The bullet missed. Somebody fired a shot from the terrace into one of the rooms.
I am flush with the red light, senor. I make the siren. I'm calm like the wind.
Good. But will you do me one thing before you blow up a storm?
Mother say?
There's a man missing from his room here, a friend of the man who was shot at. He must be around town somewhere.
Where is he?
He's an Americano, about 45, name's Frank Maltz.
Frank Maltz. Bueno, we'll find him. I'm going to make one APC... T?
B, you mean, APB.
C, APB, like on radio in Los Estados.
All right, hop to it, Perel.
Si, senor. Senor, what it is, this APB?
Tonight, and every weekday night, Bob Bailey in the transcribed adventures of the man with the action-packed expense account, America's fabulous freelance insurance investigator...
Yours truly, Johnny Dollar. From Special Investigator Johnny Dollar, location Ensenada, Mexico, to the Home Office, Union States Casualty Company, Hartford, Connecticut. Assignment, The Laughing Matter. Expense account continued. Item 6, $1, a pot of coffee from the hotel kitchen, special. It was 1 a.m. I'd been half asleep when the shot was fired, and I hoped the coffee would help get me at least half awake. I hadn't expected it to happen that way. And neither had good old lovable Charlie Burton, America's favorite TV comic, according to his press agents. Charlie had called it a joke, but he wasn't laughing now, and neither was I. Charlie's life was insured for $500,000, payable to his sponsor.
Where he is, senor, this man who was get shot?
He didn't get shot, Peral. He got shot at.
Pues sí, it's what I wish to say, but the tongue is no make English too good.
Well, you're doing fine. The manager gave Burton another room, inside, away from the terrace here. He's probably got the door locked and the furniture piled in front of it.
Mande?
I mean he's scared, very scared. Comprende?
Oh, sí, sí. Él tiene mucho miedo.
Yeah, I guess so. Now, according to his story, he was asleep, here on this side of the bed. Someone fired the shot from outside on the terrace. It broke the window there. And the bullet lodged here in the bed, about 6 inches above Burton's head, where he was lying on the pillow.
Sí, yo puedo verlo. And then he is wake up quick. He is no see nobody, senor. He's no hears nobody.
No, he was too scared to know. He jumped out of bed, ran down the inside corridor, and banged on my door. I searched the terrace right away and didn't find a thing.
And these other people, which are work for him to make the television, they are also having room which are close to this?
Peral, your tongue may not make the English too good, but there's nothing wrong with your head.
Mandusted?
I mean, you're okay, amigo. You're a good cop.
Gracias, senor.
Yes. Yes, any one of them could have fired that shot.
And they're big which ones, these people?
Well, there's Frank Maltz. He's the producer of the Charlie Burton Show. He's the one who was missing from his room, the one I asked you to locate.
Si, yo sé.
Then there's Gloria Dale. She's the feminine star of the show. She's in the third room down.
She is in the room of her when the shoot was fired?
Yeah. She'd gone to bed. I had to beat on the door to wake her. She hadn't even heard the shot. She'd been pretty upset. She'd been drinking earlier.
See? It's always the same. These Americanas ladies which have come to Ensenada, always they are drink too much.
Yeah, you may be right. Anyway, the third member of the group is Al Schreiber, second room down. He's an actor, too.
And where he is when these things happen?
In bed, so he says. The shot woke him up, and he came out into the corridor while Burton was banging on my door.
And these are all, senor?
Yep, that's the bunch.
Which one you think is not like this, Charlie?
Every single one of them hates him.
Hmm.
Then there's another possibility, too. That girl I asked you to check on earlier, the maid who works here at the hotel.
You see, la señora Evelina Morales. Pues, we are looking, but we are not find her yet.
Oh?
Ella no está en casa. She are no at her house, señor.
Oh, I see.
Ni el marido tampoco es. Also, the, how you say, her husband is gone.
Oh, then she is married.
Well, si, señor.
You're still looking for her, aren't you?
Pues sí, señor. No tenga cuidado. It's no big town, Ensenada. We are find her too soon now. I think es por mí, yo creo. I am tell the manager I was here. La policía acá. Sí, Capitán de Vidro Paral. ¿Dónde? Bien, sí. Muy bien. Bien, adiós. This man you are say have disappeared, señor.
Frank Maltz?
He was now be found.
Where is he?
Es un cantina, a nightclub. It's called the 21.
21. Where is it? In town somewhere?
You see, it is the, how you say, senora? It's one big hot spot.
Item 7, $1 taxi into town. Peral stayed at the hotel to talk to Charlie Burton and the others. I thought it might do some good, at least by keeping them off balance. Regardless of his knowledge of English, Peral was a smart lad, and his eyes never missed a thing. The Ventayuna may have been a hot spot earlier, but at this time of night it was almost deserted. There were a few weary B-girls drowsing at the bar, a scant handful of last-ditch patrons, and Frank Maltz, alone at a table, glowing with mellow geniality and bottled health.
Well, now, another night out with insomnia and a taste for dives. Pull up a chair, Johnny.
Thanks. Been here long?
Forever.
Oh?
At least for years and years. I am part of the place, my boy. These worm-eaten rafters, the crumbling walls, this musty aroma of ancient tequila that was spilled on these tiles long before you were even born.
I see.
You see, the place was built by the conquistadores, and I dropped in the very next day. I've been here ever since.
Maltz, look, chum.
Now, speak softly, softly, friend. This is hallowed ground. This is the meeting place. This is the crossroads, you see, for two separate worlds. The tourists come traipsing down from Beach Boulevard up there. They call it slumming. And the townsfolk come up from Gastelum and Balboa, and they all meet here. And they drink tequila, and then they dance the fandango. Hey, amigo, how about playing a fandango? Hmm? No, he can't hear, you know, because he is dead. We are all dead here, Johnny.
You know something, Maltz?
Hmm?
You're not nearly as plastered as you're pretending to be.
I know that, Johnny.
Have you been here all evening? Here in the Ventayuna?
How do you like that name, Ventayuna? It means a 21, you
know. Yeah, I know, I know. Have you been here in the 21 all evening?
Oh, no. I've been in all of them. I just ended up here. Ever see a better place to end up, Johnny?
Where were you around 12:40 tonight?
What? What are you driving at?
Somebody took a shot at Charlie Burton tonight.
Ooh, I got my fingers crossed, did they?
No, they didn't hit him.
Well, maybe they'll have another chance.
Not if I can prevent it.
Now, that's why you were checking times on me, huh? You think I maybe made a clay pigeon out of that rat.
Did you?
Johnny, I left the hotel at 10 o'clock. I've been a lot of places since, but not back there. I don't know where I was at 12:40. Maybe some bartender around town will know. I have seen them all tonight, one time or another.
This lush stuff seems to be a habit with all of you, including Gloria.
Well, stick around Burton a month, you'll know why.
So, why do you stick around him?
Me, personally, there's a couple of reasons, I guess. I'm trying to help somebody else, for one thing. Well, myself at the same time, of course.
Meaning?
Al Schreiber. The kid is great, Johnny, he really is. And it'll be his show next year. If we can hang on. And for the same sponsor.
With you producing?
That's right. They're fed up with Charlie Burton, and they've got reason to be. He's a phony name, Johnny, nothing else. It's a fake, it's a build-up. They've got to spend more on press relations now than it costs to produce the show.
Then with Charlie out of it, you and Al would be in. Is that the way it stacks up?
That's right.
You said you had a couple of reasons for staying on.
No, forget it. The second one is not important. It's a sob story.
Well, it won't be the first one I've heard tonight.
I'm married, you see, Johnny. 23 years now. And for the last 8, my wife has been completely paralyzed. Utterly helpless. She's in a sanitarium upstate. She has to have special care. Special treatments. And it costs $350 a week, 52 weeks a year. So I stay on with Burton and I go on hating him. And whenever the hate gets too bad, I go up and see her. Well, she doesn't know me. She doesn't know anyone. She just lies there and breathes. But I look at her. And I remember how she was. And how I loved her. And I still love her, Johnny. So that's the way it is.
I left him there in the cantina with his love and his hate and walked out into the street, empty and silent under the wheeling stars in the soft dark night. A lone dog sidled past, gray and gaunt, intent on some mission of his own, and faded into the shadows. And the town slept, its own loves and hates put aside until morning. Quiet town. Then the emptiness was filled with sound, and a flashing red light slashed the darkness. Morale of the Ensenada police. He said the maid from the hotel, Valena Morales, had come home. One of his sergeants was waiting there with her.
Buenas noches, senora.
Buenas noches.
The tiny room was lit by a flickering oil lamp, and a candle burned beneath a crucifix on the wall above the bed. Cement floor and adobe walls, bare and clean, like the cell of a nun in a convent.
¿Y su hombre? ¿En dónde está él?
She was young, pretty, and at the moment, very frightened.
En la casa de una amiga. ¿Por qué me preguntas?
Espérate, señora. Hace poco me trató a matarle a un señor. Allá en el Hotel Balboa.
¿Qué dices? ¿Cuál señor?
Un americano. El señor Carlos Burton.
Ay, de mí. ¿Qué tengo yo que hacer?
She talked, half crying, and Peral translated. Charlie Burton, old, lovable Charlie, had been bothering her, annoying her at the hotel. She tried to avoid him, but had made the mistake of telling her husband. He'd been furious and had come to the hotel earlier in the evening. That's when I'd seen the two of them arguing on the terrace. She hadn't seen him since.
So, Senor Dollar, what is it you think?
I think you'd better find a husband. And find him quick. Johnny Dollar.
This is Charlie Burton speaking.
Oh, morning, Burton. So you're still alive, huh?
If that was an attempt at humor, it was entirely out of place.
Well, it's early yet.
I'm the comedian, and I'll make the jokes. Your job is to protect my life.
Don't tell me you've been shot at again, this time of morning? Boy, whoever it is really must hate you, Burton.
Dollar, so help me
So help you nothing. You may be good old lovable Charlie to 40 million television viewers, but to me you're just a pain in the neck.
I'll remind you,
to my client, you're worth $500,000 because he was fool enough to write an insurance policy on your life, but not to me. My price on you is a fast 3 cents, give or take a couple.
My life has been threatened.
Sure, and that's why I'm here. But yesterday, when I tried to get you to cooperate, you called it a practical joke.
Well, I'm not calling it that now.
No, because somebody tossed a bullet at you last night and scared the living pants off of you. Well, call Captain Peral of the Ensenada Police.
Mr. Dollar...
Look, I need another hour's sleep, so don't phone my room again before 9 o'clock. Goodbye. From Special Investigator Johnny Dollar, location Ensenada, Mexico. To the Home Office, Union States Casualty Company, Hartford, Connecticut. Assignment, The Laughing Matter. Expense account continued. Item 10, 50 cents, room service on a glass of orange juice. Another hour's sleep was out of the question. Just hearing his voice on the phone left me too mad to relax. One of America's most popular comedians, a living legend. And yet his whole cast, the people down here with him on location, hated the ground he walked on. Personally, I was on their side. But my job was to protect his life from some unknown enemy who'd sent him a threatening note. And last night, the threat had become action in the form of a shot fired from the darkness. It was my job to see that the killer didn't get a second chance. And that's what I was being paid for, and the fact that Charlie Burton was a Class A stinker was irrelevant. Frank Maltz, executive producer of the Charlie Burton Show, and practically the only early patron of the hotel breakfast room, was sitting at a table alone.
Good morning, Johnny.
I left him sitting in almost the same position at 2 o'clock in the morning. Only the table then was in a backstreet cantina in town. He was apparently remembering it, and he avoided my eyes until the waiter had brought my coffee and gone away.
I guess I made quite a fool of myself last night, huh?
Oh, when was that?
Nice of you to ask, Johnny.
This is good coffee. Oh, you'd been making the rounds last night, for whatever reasons, and you felt like talking. But I wouldn't call that making a fool of yourself.
All right. Thanks.
You were sober enough when I left you.
Oh, sure. You just sat there and let me talk it out. Where'd you go, anyway? I came out of the cantina a few minutes later, you disappeared.
Captain Peral, Ensenada Police, picked me up in a prowl car. He'd located that maid from the hotel here. We went to her home and talked to her.
So?
Well, for the moment at least, you and Al and Gloria Dale are apparently off the hook.
Oh?
The maid says Burton was always annoying her whenever she was on duty here.
He was. I told him to lay off.
Well, her husband found out and came out here to the hotel yesterday evening. I saw him and his wife arguing out there on the terrace just after dusk. But I didn't know what it was all about at that time. Anyway, that's the last she saw him. He didn't come home last night, and he's still missing. I just talked to Peral on the phone. They've got half the police force looking for him.
And you figure he's the one who took a shot at Charlie last night?
Kind of adds up, doesn't it?
Well, I guess so. I hope they find him, Johnny, before he finds Charlie again. I'd hate to see a poor devil take a rap for killing a louse who isn't worth it.
Yeah, I know what you mean. Well, the chances are they will.
Didn't either one of you fellas ever get to bed last night?
Not for long.
Morning, Al.
Oh, my goodness, Frank. You look awful, man. You must have slept on your face.
I look the same as I look every morning. Want some breakfast, Al?
No, thanks. I'm skipping it. I'm going to try to get in a dip in that pool before old Blubber Tummy oozes out of his feather bed.
Oh, I don't think he'll be using the pool this morning. Not if he remembers what we're shooting today.
It's that castaway sequence, isn't it?
Yeah, we'll get that first. But later this afternoon, if the light on the water is okay, I want to get those shots of him swimming ashore.
Good. Keep him on retakes till he gets waterlogged.
It's kind of a slapstick desert island thing, Johnny.
Oh?
Yeah. You see, Charlie and I are supposed to have been on this yacht, and it sank. And I just disappear. But there's some stock shots of Charlie swimming like crazy and a stock shot of a deserted South Sea island. And finally, Charlie comes crawling up onto the beach.
That's the sequence we're going to shoot this morning.
I see.
He's pooped. He's dying, you know. Then I step out from behind a bush, and I'm wearing a full-dress suit, white tie and tails. He thinks he's crazy or something.
It starts building from there, then, Johnny.
Yeah, I get the idea.
He's thirsty, see? So I reach under my coat and bring out a soft drink, an ice-cold bottle. And I open it and give it to him.
It says Cott Quality Beverages on the bottle, C-O-T-T.
Yeah. So Charlie asks, is it any good? And I say, it's Cott, man. And he says, so what? And I say, so it's Cott to be good.
You see, Johnny, it's out-and-out slapstick, but it works pretty well on camera.
Yeah, it keeps building, you see. I keep producing things out of the bushes. A table and chair, tablecloth, dishes and silver, caviar, bottle of wine, roast turkey, then a string quartet, and finally a line of dancing girls. And the payoff's a shaggy dog. He says, look, we were shipwrecked together. How you doing all of this? And I say, it's easy. I got a cousin in Congress.
It's a lot better on film, Johnny. A lot better than it sounds, you know, stripped down this way.
Yeah, well, I'm not exactly a fan of Burton's.
Oh, he's got some good stuff in this one, Mr. Dollar. In fact, he's got all the good stuff. Only thing I'm in there for is to feed him the lines. As usual, of course. If I ever get a decent role in his show, I'll drop dead.
Oh, really?
Attention!
That's not funny, Al.
At ease.
I said it's not funny.
You thought it was when you did it on the show last month.
May I remind you that your service is going to be easily dispensed with.
Good. Fire me.
Al.
If I could get out of this lousy contract with you, I could start on the PCT tomorrow. And at five times what you're paying
Take
me.
Take it easy, Al.
No, by all means.
They'll set me up in my own show. And they'll put it in a time slot right opposite yours. In 3 months, Charlie, I could bump you clear off the screen.
You don't say so.
Al, beat it, will you?
Okay, Frank. Sorry you had to get caught in the crossfire, Mr. Dollar. Nothing personal.
Forget it.
See you later, gentlemen.
You'll be on that set in a half hour, not a minute later.
Yes, sir.
You certainly are one big happy family, aren't you?
Dollar, that kid was a nobody when I picked him up.
You're wrong, Charlie. That kid is a real talent, and you know it.
You see? You see what I have to deal with?
He's done as much for this show in the past year as you have.
You see, Dollar, I'm forced to live in the very presence of my enemy.
Who made them your enemies, Burton?
Look, my only concern has always been the welfare of those less fortunate than myself, those who depend on me for their professional careers and their livelihood.
I understand there's some difference of opinion about that.
Well, it's envy, nothing but envy.
Would you like some more coffee, Johnny?
No, thanks. I've had about all I can stand.
Yeah, so have I.
May I ask what you're doing to protect my life, Mr. Dollar, if anything at all?
Oh, I've taken the usual routine precautions.
Routine? I demand more than routine.
Not from me. You don't demand anything. I'm working for the insurance company.
Then I'll complain to them.
Good, good. Why don't you cancel your policy at the same time? Then I can get off this assignment.
Couldn't cancel it if I wanted to. My sponsors wouldn't allow it. It's for their protection, not mine.
I know that.
I think you'd like to see me murdered.
Oh, no. No, you're wrong there. That would mean I'd loused up an assignment, and I take pride in my work.
But you wouldn't care, personally.
No comments.
I'll demand protection from the local police.
You've already got it. Captain Perrault had two men on duty there last night, after that shot was fired, watching your room.
I didn't see them.
They didn't intend for you to see them. Relax, Burton. If the worst does happen, ballistics can probably identify the killer after we get the slug out of your body.
Dollar, this is no laughing matter.
Then why did you treat it like one? Why did you tear up that threatening letter? Why didn't you call the police in right then? Why didn't you cooperate with me yesterday when I got here? And why the devil did you make a pass at an 18-year-old girl in the first place and get her husband out gunning for you?
You mean you know who's trying to kill me?
If it's any satisfaction to you, Burton, just in case he gets past us, you probably have been killed by a man named Nacho Morales. His wife is a maid here at the hotel, as you no doubt know.
That little native girl?
Yeah. That little native girl.
Oh, now, look, both of you. No, I was wrong. I admit it. I just lost my head, I guess. When a man's under pressure all this time, as I am, he doesn't always think straight. Now, I didn't mean any harm toward her.
Maybe you'll be able to convince Nacho of that if he waits long enough to listen.
No, don't, please. I know you hate me. All of you do, but I'm not as bad as you think. You just don't know the load a star has to carry.
Then why don't you tell us about it?
You, Frank. You don't think I'm being fair with Al. You think I'm holding him back, not giving him a chance. Well, you're wrong. I'm actually carrying him, teaching him things I've learned over the years.
Oh, he knows quite a bit now, Charlie.
So you don't believe me? You don't think I know what I'm talking about?
Well, let's...
All right, I'll show you. Al said he was written down in today's sequence. He said that I had the great role. You heard him say
well,
it.
Well, yes,
then
Charlie,
let him have it. I'll trade with him.
You mean that?
Yes, I mean it. Let him change any line he wants. If it is style, he can play it any way he likes. I'll take that role he says is so bad, and I'll still come out the star.
All right. Charlie, we'll have a go at it.
Fine. I'll see you on the set, unless somebody manages to kill me first. Good morning, gentlemen.
Oh, I never thought I'd live to see the day.
Yeah, that shot last night must have really shaken him up.
Oh, that kid will make him look sick, Johnny. He doesn't know what he's in for.
Well, there's one way to find out.
Oh, wait a minute, Johnny. I've been thinking about something you said.
Oh?
That maid, Morales' wife, does she speak English?
Nope, just Spanish.
Well, what about her husband?
Same deal, only Spanish.
Well, but the note, Johnny, the murder threat Charlie got, that was written in English.
Yeah, I know. The South Sea Island set was built on the beach at the far end of the bay. The technicians and the rest of the cast were already there when Maltz and I arrived, and they started shooting 15 minutes later. Gloria Dale wasn't in the sequence, so she slept in at the hotel. Some of Captain Peral's men were on hand, on the lookout for Nacho Morales, but he didn't show. By 3 in the afternoon, they were nearly finished. They'd shot the last scene once, but Maltz decided on a retake. So Hal sat down again at the fully laid table on the beach, and they started to roll. He poured himself another glass of colored water from the prop wine bottle and began to carve the roast turkey while he exchanged lines with Burton. Then suddenly Al missed a cue, faltered on a line, and Maltz cut the cameras. Al pushed back from the table, stood up slowly, then staggered and fell. I rushed toward him, pushed through the crowd that was gathering, and kneeled down beside him. But he was already dead.
And now here's our star to tell you about the final intriguing episode of this week's story.
Tomorrow, a frantic game of musical chairs with every player desperate. Because the loser in this game gets the electric chair. Join us, won't you? Yours truly, Johnny Dollar.
Yours truly, Johnny Dollar, starring Bob Bailey, is transcribed in Hollywood. Written by Les Crutchfield, it is produced and directed by Jack Johnstone. Be sure to join us tomorrow night, same time and station, for the next exciting episode of Yours Truly, Johnny Dollar. Roy Rowan speaking.
Welcome back. Well, clearly, there are some questions to be answered here. I think we got another nice, dramatic bit when we heard from the producer why he sticks with, good old Charlie. And then we had Harry Bartell as the, police inspector. And I just wonder whether it takes as much work to do a broken English, Mexican accent as it does one that's, speaking fluent and correct English. But there's indication that that's a bit of a cover to throw people off. As Johnny's observed several times, he's definitely a very smart cop. The question, of course, is who is behind this? And we'll wrap it all up on Friday, so I hope you'll join us for that. In the meantime, if you have a comment, send it to me, box13 at greatdetectives.net. Follow us on Twitter at Radio Detectives and become one of our friends on Facebook. Facebook.com/Radio Detectives. From Boise, Idaho, this is your host, Adam Graham, signing off.